Number 17. The County Down. He was a bard, a bauble in the eyes of many a young lady. The bane of men that would object to the barefaced banter this bard would use to woo women. He could bandy words so well, he'd not need a barrister to beat a prison sentence. And this was a barb to those that abhorred barbarous thoughts, thoughts which did not bate imagining a baton beat to a pulp, or worse still. But a battalion of women that loved how the bard played the bassoon, and who appreciated his gentle bantering, were always ready to form a barricade before any battalion of men ready to baste the bard over a roaring fire. It was a barometer of his success how many ladies would bare their hearts to him. This bard and I met when a shipment of bauxite had been stolen near a barn we both had decided to sleep in that night. The local baron had called out constables to round up any strangers to that part of the country. I myself was bankrupt, a bastard with no family either. I could but travel and somehow make my way in the world. I had been sitting on the bank of a river enjoying a barbecue, when the bard approached my campfire. He asked if he could join me, and I offered him food. He said I was a poor barterer, not to bargain. And I replied I'd been raised baroque, and considered it refined to help a fellow pauper. A barge passed before us, the bark of a dog followed. The bard pulled out a bottle he said he'd stolen from a bar. We'd bask then before the fire, comfortable as a bather enjoying a warm bath. We didn't consider a pathetic baron would force us to escape constables over a barrage in barren land. Run for a bastion, a manor at the base of a mountain. There was a banquet within, held by the lady of the manor. She'd been leaning elegantly against a banister when the bard and I were let in. The lady would offer us shelter from the law, also. I'd end up falling asleep after eating a batch of fresh-baked cookies, only to be awakened by the bard tearing a bandage off from over my nose. He handed me a bankroll of money and wished me the best, for fate had returned him to the only woman he could not banish from his heart.